Hearts, this is our consecrated prayer for the month of September. I want us all to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God and our nation. Now, the items in this consecrated prayer were furnished primarily by the elders here at Challenge, and they gave us some good items to pray about, some things to pray with. So without any further ado, let's get involved in our consecrated prayer for the month of September.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
All right, our first item. We're going to pray asking God to stir the hearts of the remnant to believe and to obey. That's simple. You see, God always has a remnant. And we're going to ask Him to stir the hearts of that remnant to believe and to obey. Let's do that right now. Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, we come before your throne in this contrite to prayer because, Father, we understand that without your divine intervention, our nation is in serious, serious trouble. We are in serious trouble, even at this time. Father, I'm watching my nation disintegrate. I'm watching my nation disintegrate. And so we're coming before your throne asking you to stir the hearts of the remnant in this nation to believe and to obey. To simply believe the word of God, to believe the word of God, and to obey the word of God. Father, we need your direct and personal involvement in every aspect of the affairs of this nation. Father, we are desperate. Those of us who have been born again, who understand something of the prophetic word of God, understand how you have dealt with nations in the past, including your own nation, Israel, we understand that we are at risk. We understand that. So we're coming before your throne, and we're asking you, as an act of your divine sovereign will, we're asking you to stir the hearts of the remnant to believe and to obey. Father God, you've always got a remnant. You always have a remnant. You had to remind Elijah of that when he was discouraged and depressed. But you have a remnant. You always have a remnant. And we're asking you, Father God, to stir the hearts of the remnant in this nation and in the nations of the world to believe and to obey. Father, we're desperate. Those of us who understand what this nation has become and is becoming, we understand we must have your direct involvement. And we ask you for it in Jesus' name. Stir the hearts, Lord, of the remnant to believe and to obey. Now, Father, we're going to pray asking you to reveal the wickedness in all branches of government and to convert the agents of Satan working therein or remove them altogether. Father, it's just that simple. We are praying, asking you, the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah God, to reveal the wickedness in all branches of government and to convert the agents of Satan that are working there or remove them from office altogether. We're praying that. We ask you to do that. Let's pray that now, folks. Let's pray that now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we ask you now to reveal all the wickedness in every branch of our government. We ask you, Father God, to reveal the wickedness. And Father, we understand that just as you have those agents of yours in positions of influence and authority in our government, so does Satan. And you know who they are. You know who they are. So we're asking you to bring it all to the light. In you there is no darkness whatever. You're the God of all light. And in you there is no darkness. So we're asking you to reveal the wickedness in all branches of government. And Father, those who are the agents of Satan, involved in positions of authority and influence in our nation, we're asking you to convert them. If they will be converted, if they are willing to be converted, we're asking you to convert them. But Father, if they're not willing to be converted, we're asking you to remove them. Remove them from office. And Father, grant that those that you would raise up to replace them when you remove them will be individuals that you can trust with the Word of God, not to compromise, not to pander. But we're asking you to reveal the wickedness regardless of the party it affects, regardless of the individuals it affects, regardless of their position. We're asking you, the God of all light, the God of all truth, to bring forth, Father God, bring forth that which will reveal the wickedness in all branches of government and convert the agents of Satan that are working in those branches of government. And if they will not be converted, then we ask you in Christ Jesus' name, remove them from office. Remove them from office. We ask in Christ Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Our third item. We're going to pray asking God to allow those running for office, regardless of what office they're running for, regardless of what party they represent, we're going to pray asking God to allow those running for office to fall into their own snares and evil plots, as well as reveal the hatred in their hearts and to continue confusion in all the ranks of the enemy. You got it? Listen to it carefully. We're going to pray asking God to allow those running for office to fall into their own snares, their own evil plots, and to reveal the hatred of their hearts and to continue confusion in all the ranks of the enemies of the cross. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father. Father God, we've got people running for office in this nation who are driven by hate. They have their own axe to grind, and many of them, Heavenly Father, are running with an idea of revenge. And we're asking you in the name of Jesus, we're asking you to disrupt their own snares. Have these individuals who are so driven by hatred and a desire for revenge fall into their own snares that they have developed. Father, they have such webs of deceit. And we're watching, Father God, as different ones announce their candidacy. We see that some are just driven by hatred. Some are driven with a desire for revenge. They weave their own webs of deception. And we're asking you, as the psalmist prayed, as the sweet psalmist prayed, we're asking you to break out their teeth. Break out their teeth, meaning destroy their authority and their influence. We're asking you to break their arms, meaning destroy their power. Destroy their power base. So we're asking you, we don't want individuals in office, Father, who are simply trying to fulfill their revenge on the objects of their hatred. So we're asking you to allow those running for office to fall into their own snares, the snares that they themselves have woven together, their evil plots, and reveal, bring into the light, so that we can all see, regardless of who they are, regardless of the party they represent, regardless of what office they're running for, we are asking you to allow all of those who are running for office fall into their own snares. Reveal, we pray in Christ Jesus' name, the bottom line hatred of their hearts. And we're asking you to bring confusion, to breathe confusion, frustration, strife, division, and failure on all the ranks of all the enemies of the cross that are running for public office. And this we ask in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. Our next item, we're going to pray asking God to pardon the iniquity of his people in this generation who have lost their fervency and obedience in servitude to him. Do you got it? We're going to pray asking God to pardon the iniquity of his people in this generation who have lost their fervency and obedience in servitude to him. Let's pray that right now. Father God. Father God, we come before your throne at this time, asking you to pardon the iniquity, the sins of your people in this generation, who have lost their fervency and obedience in servitude to you. Father, the evidence is irrefutable. The evidence is in. Father, there has been compromise in the church, compromise with sin, actual, total, in some respects, disobedience to your word. Father, we have sinned. It's that simple. There has been this loss of first love, like the church at Father Ephesus. We have lost the first love. Like the church at Laodicea, many have become lukewarm. And Father, the evidence cannot be denied. The evidence is refutable based on what we see in our nation, in the declension in church attendance, in the declension of churches, in the declining of churches. So we're asking you, we don't deserve it, Father, we don't deserve it. I know that. We don't deserve it. We know that. But we're asking you, in your mercy, in your love, in your grace, we're asking you to pardon the iniquity of your people in this generation who have lost their fervency and obedience in servitude to you. Oh, Father God, we need a direct move of yourself in the affairs of this nation. And if the church fails, the nation fails. But Jesus, you've made us a promise. You have said that the gates of hell will not prevail against your church. And we may be somewhat in declension. And there may be a declension in the influence of the church on the nation. But yet you have that remnant. But Father, there's so many in the church who have failed, Father God. They have sinned. They have lost their fervency for you. They have lost their obedience to you. They have become less obedient to you. And Father God, there's no substitute for obedience. There is no substitute for obedience. So we're asking you in the name of Jesus, your Son, your Savior, our Savior, we're asking you to pardon the iniquity of your people in this generation who have lost their fervency and obedience in servitude to you, and draw them back. Recover them, Father. Recover them. We pray in Jesus' name, and we thank you for allowing us to do so. All right. Our next item, we're going to pray asking God to empower his people to be effective in putting down every satanic stronghold in this day and time throughout every nation in the world. Basically, you know what we're asking there? We're asking for such a move of the Spirit of God in the nations of the world that those satanic strongholds will be destroyed, that we can have a period, a season of spiritual renewal, revival. So we're going to pray now, asking God to empower his people to be effective in putting down every satanic stronghold in this day, in this time, throughout every nation of the world. He can do it. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is impossible with God. He's just got to have some people who will believe it and pray it. So let's pray it right now, asking God to empower his people to be effective in pulling down every satanic stronghold in this day and time throughout every nation in the world. Pray it now. Heavenly Father, Father God, we continue coming before your throne. And now we're asking you, Heavenly Father, to empower your people to be effective in putting down every satanic stronghold in this day and time throughout every nation in the world. What we're asking you, Father God, is we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit. A move of your Holy Spirit convicting the people of God, illumining the people of God, enabling the people of God, empowering the people of God to pray in such a way, to resist in such a way, to stand strong in the power of the Lord and the power of your might, and to come before your throne in the name of Jesus, coming against every stronghold in every nation in the world. Father, we saw from the book of Daniel that the prince of the power of darkness was over the land, and Gabriel had to contend with that unclean spirit. And Father, we understand we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions. And we understand that these principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions are assigned to different nations of the world. And they have underneath them a myriad of unclean spirits implementing those things pertaining to the satanic agenda. So, we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit to empower your people. And illumine them, Father God. Convince them. Convicting them. Enabling them, empowering them, illuminating them, giving them illumination to understand the signs of the times in which they're living. And we're asking you to empower your people to be effective in putting down every satanic stronghold in this day and time throughout every nation in the world, and do this for a season. We know, Father God, from the prophetic word of God, what is yet to come, but give us a brief window here. Give us a window in which you can empower your people to be effective in putting down every satanic stronghold in this day and time throughout every single solitary nation in the world. We want a worldwide move of the Holy Spirit of God. And we ask you for it in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the privilege of doing so. Thank you, Lord. All right. Now we come to that time we pray for you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to pray. I want you to state the problem that you're facing, the condition that you're facing, the circumstances that you're facing. I want you to go before the throne of your Heavenly Father, stating that, but I want you to ask Him this. Tell the Father you want the anointing to believe. Ask Him to empower you to believe. All things are possible to him who believes. What the Word of God says, all things are possible to him who believes. Confess this sin, any unbelief. Confess this sin, any doubt. And ask the Spirit of God now, as you present your petition, what is it you'd really like to see God do in your life, in your body, whatever it may be? And ask Him. Ask Him. Enable me. Empower me to believe. Tell Him you're willing to believe. You're willing to believe and to receive. And state your problem, whatever it may be. I'm going to come along in a moment. I'm going to call everybody to prayer for you, your concern, your burden, your problem. But I want you to state your burden, your problem to the Lord, and ask him to anoint you to believe. Ask the Holy Spirit, help me believe. Let's do that right now. I'll be back in a moment to pray with you and for you. Don't mince words with the Father. Be very specific. Be very specific. And while you're doing it, say to the Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Lay your petition out. Be very specific what you'd like to see him do. We'll be praying for you in just a moment. What did Jesus say to the blind man? What do you want? My sight. My sight, Lord. I want to see. According to your faith. According to your faith. So tell the Lord, I believe. I believe. Help my unbelief. As you present your petition, what you want to see him do. Heavenly Father, I'm going to ask you to let faith arise now. And I want every individual listening to this, involved in this contrary prayer right now. I want you as an act of your will to lift one hand or two hands towards heaven and saying, Father, I believe. Help my unbelief. Help me to receive what you're willing to give. Folks, you have a Heavenly Father who loves you. He loves you. You have not because you ask not, the Word of God says. Well, ask. Ask. And say to the Father, as that dad did of that demonized boy, I believe. Help my unbelief. So now I want everybody involved in this contrary prayer. I want us all agreeing together. That we agree together that we're asking the Lord to move in response to every single solitary thing we've prayed and for every prayer that's been presented to him by those involved in this contrary prayer. So we're going to pray it. We're going to pray it. We're going to pray believing, willing to receive. Heavenly Father, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, I come before your throne. I come in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus of Nazareth. And in the name of Christ Jesus, we ask you to pay heed to every single petition that has been placed before your throne in this contrary prayer. And Father, for these with their individual needs, you sent your Son to the cross to die for them. You have adopted them They're your sons and your daughters. And because they're your sons and your daughters, your ear is open to them. I'm asking you, my Lord and my God, to let faith arise. Let faith arise. Let them believe right now, yes, I have a Heavenly Father who will hear my prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I speak healing, I speak comfort, I speak relief to each and every individual who is involved in this contrary prayer. I'm asking you to move in such a way, either instantaneously or progressively, in such a way that there can be no doubt that you heard and answered their prayer. Whatever the situation may be, Father, you know the problem. You know the root of the problem. You know how to solve the problem. So we bring it to you. We bring it to you and we lay it at your throne. We lay it at your feet. And Father, I'm just joining with these and I agree with them. We're asking you to do what only you can do. We're asking you to do what no medical protocol can do. No medicine can do. No pills can do. No protocol. But you can do it. You can do it. Because you, Jesus, it's by your stripes we're healed. By your stripes we're healed. And we bring our situation to you and our problems to you in believing, simple, childlike faith. You have promised that you will hear. We leave the timing up to you. We leave the methodology up to you. But we present it to you, asking you in Jesus' name to do what only you can do. And we thank you. We thank you for hearing our prayers in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, thanks for being a part of this contrary prayer until we have a chance to do this again. Be blessed.